Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Joseph. I'm calling with National Opinion Survey. How are you doing today, by the way? I'm sorry.
I'm trying to stay cool.
Okay, I get it. It must be hot where you're at.
Yeah.
So we're actually conducting an opinion survey. Just wanted to ask you some questions about your, you know, your attitudes and your opinions. So that was actually the reason for the call. This is actually through National Opinion Survey. Now, do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Well, first of all, are you going to be asking for a donation or?
No. I'm not asking for any type of funds or anything.
Okay. Okay. And what is this? It's just an opinion.
Yeah, an opinion survey.
A survey in general. Okay.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Okay.
There's no right or wrong answer. So.
Okay.
So first question
what was
is,
the first one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm female. I was born that way, and it's the source.
So, I hear
what's going around. Okay?
Definitely. And what year was your birth? Or what year were you born?
Oh, 1950.
Okay. Great. And are you registered to vote, like, or like many people, are you not registered? Okay. You are registered.
No, definitely registered, yes.
Okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? Okay. No, not Hispanic. Okay. And what is your race? White, black, African-American?
Well,
white. Okay. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of the country, negative or positive?
Negative.
Okay. The future of the planet.
Neither way. I mean.
But if you were to select one, what would you say, positive or negative?
Positive.
Okay. And how about your own future?
Positive.
Okay. And how much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most in their community? Please rate your amount of power you feel young women have to make to change on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 meaning that young women have no power at all, and 10 meaning that women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most in their community.
I'd say like 9, because it's up to them if they want to make the change, so 9.
Okay. And now, of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? National security, economy, and social and cost of living, student loans, racism, discrimination, crime, education, mental health, abortion access, climate change, immigration, healthcare, gun violence. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the most important or
Yeah, the three most important.
Okay, for the young, well, definitely, crime.
Crime,
education's okay. The economy.
Okay.
Cost of living. And, immigration.
Immigration, okay.
Yeah.
And thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most?
Most important. Okay.
Prioritize. Is having or caring for children, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining physical health, contributing to positive change in your community, economic security, financial independence, improving or maintaining health issues, advancing in your career, relationships, caring for senior members, work-life balance, your education?
Mainly, I think it would be health and, what was the other? Yeah, the financial stability.
The financial stability.
Yeah. And I said, health. I don't know what else. Can you repeat some of those again?
Yeah. I'll repeat it. No worries. Having or caring for children, hobbies, and free time activities, contributing to positive change in your community, improving or maintaining mental health.
That one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And which of the following traits are most important to you, to your identity? You may choose up to three. You know, being young, your profession, your hobbies and interests. Being a woman, your spiritual religious beliefs, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your personality, your sexual orientation, your role in relationship, being an American.
Well, definitely being an American, being in my relationship, and a third one.
Being young, your profession, your hobbies, interests, being a woman, your spiritual religious beliefs, being a member of a racial ethnic group, your personality, or your sexual orientation?
I don't know.
So,
I guess my spiritual, yeah.
Okay, your spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Dread, happiness, pride, hope, exhaustion, anger, frustration, disappointment, sadness.
I have a few. Frustration and anger and disappointment. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
You name it.
Okay.
Really frustrated right now.
And which of the following statements come closest to your opinion? Statement A says, our government political system works effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B says, our government political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could do it in the future. C says, our government political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which of these following statements come close to your opinion?
B. Yeah,
okay.
B. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what factors are the most to blame for the U.S. government political system not working effectively? Division and gridlock between political parties, too many old white men in power, systematic racism, politicians are out of touch with their daily life.
Well,
most people.
Okay. Well, the first one for sure. And I think the politicians are definitely out of touch with everyday people. So then I'll let you continue.
Okay. power hungry politicians seeking control. The two power system, the two party system, sorry. Corporate money has too many influences. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard.
No, the power hungry.
Power hungry?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there one more?
Oh, do I have another one?
Yeah, you can choose up to three.
Well, I thought I did three. No?
No, you got two. You got out of touch with daily people, most daily life, most people, and power hungry.
And power. Mm-hmm. And what was the very first thing you said?
Division and gridlock between political parties.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yep.
How much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all? Your state government. Would you say a lot?
The
state
where
government.
I live right now? Right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Below little. I mean,
okay,
I don't trust them at all. No. Mm-mm.
Okay. How about Congress?
Congress a little, because they're trying, sort of.
Okay. How about ballot initiatives, you know, proposed laws that the public votes on directly?
I don't know how to answer it because I, it doesn't matter what we, the people vote on. The government does what it wants. It, you know, goes around and puts a bet on the ballot, ordered a different way, and, you know, it doesn't help, I don't think.
Okay, so is it safe to say not at all then?
Yeah, what is the...
How much do you trust it? Well, one little, I guess.
Very little, very little.
Okay. How about your city government?
Actually, them I trust.
A lot, somewhat?
A lot.
Okay. President Biden?
Oh, don't even go there. I mean, the worst rating I could give him, okay?
Okay.
No, sorry.
Okay. How about the Supreme Court?
If they're allowed to do their job and not harass, I think they're fine.
Okay. Somewhat?
You know, they're good. Yeah, I'm...
Somewhat trust them?
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
Okay. How about community organizations like nonprofit, grassroots, coalitions?
I'd say somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay.
Yeah.
And now you may hear some descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each one, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contracting representatives, etc.
Okay.
And so the first one says, in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Is that very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Not at all.
Okay. The second statement says, the Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services.
The Supreme Court, yes. They did rule for that?
Yeah, they has ruled allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services.
Well, I that's kind of broad because depending on what the service is and if it goes against the business owner and their morality and what, you know, then yeah. So I guess you could say somewhat, I mean, the middle or whatever.
Somewhat motivating or somewhat unmotivating?
Just somewhat unmotivating.
Okay. Now this one says, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
I don't know how to answer it because it doesn't motivate me to do anything because I don't support them forgiving loans because I paid for my daughter's education and my husband's and my own on my own and paid back loans. And I know there's a technicality that, you know, there's a technicality where some of those loans, if they went into the Army or teaching positions, that they would be forgiven. And that's fine. I agree with that. But everything else, no.
Okay. All right. And so sounds like somewhat motivating, I would say.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. And how likely are you to participate in the following? attending a protest? Are you very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not at all likely, no.
Okay. How about sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media?
In person, maybe likely. Social media, I don't like the backlash, so not very likely.
Not very likely. Okay. How about voting in elections?
Oh, no, I definitely vote, yes.
Okay. And how about contacting or attending an event with you, with your elected representatives?
Not likely.
Okay. Not very likely? Not at all.
Not very likely, no.
Okay.
Not, yeah.
How about volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Not likely.
Okay. How about boycotting a company?
Oh, very likely.
Okay.
That seems to be working, so, yes.
How about signing a petition?
I don't do that anymore. It's not likely because it doesn't.
Not a,
it, yeah, I, no,
not
I
all.
Won't do that anymore. Nope. Mm-mm.
Okay. Now, no matter how frequently you voted in the elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers that people have reported to keep them from voting. Which best describes why you may not have voted in the previous election? You may choose up to three. I'm going to read them slowly, or you could just, I'll read like three, or you know, let me know.
Yeah, I don't think there's any because, yeah, go ahead.
So the first one says your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. Inconvenience, mm-hmm. like long distant poll or ballot drop-off location. You didn't have time to vote. The candidates didn't represent your values. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. You didn't know enough about the candidates. There were intimidating presence at the polling place. You didn't know how or when to vote or register, or none of the above because you always voted.
Yeah, none of the above.
Or none of the above because you face other obstacles.
No, none of the above because I've always voted.
You always voted? Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit, electric vehicles, ensures internet access for all. These are the critical investments in substantially and equally for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructures. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Does that engage you a lot, a little less, a lot less?
I know, I'm thinking.
Sorry, take your time.
It would engage me. I'd say less.
Well, a little less?
A little less, yeah.
Okay.
For that statement,
okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
So the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, mm-hmm. the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAFE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or to zero for minimum wage earners and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We must continue to fight the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive.
Okay, I would say the same thing, just less.
Okay, a little less. All right.
A little less. I mean,
Okay.
A little less.
So we've seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young people work and come together, they can prevail against the wealthy few to get fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive.
Yes.
A lot more or a little more?
A little more, yeah.
Okay. Which are the media sources that you check the most in your content? Instagram, international news outlet, podcasts, national TV stations, Facebook, local TV, news station, YouTube, Twitter.
Okay, well, the national TV stations local
news
and
stations.
The news stations, some radio.
Okay.
And a little bit on the internet.
Okay. And thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two. Music, hobbies, tips like or hacks, science, technology, show, movies, sports, humor or memes, news, current events, government, politics, business, finance, beauty, health, health, beauty, and self-care.
I guess it's mainly news.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else or just news?
You going to the internet for stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Shopping? Is that on there?
That's all right. I do the... Yeah. I can put a hair shopping for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And let me see.
I'm sorry.
All right, no worries. Okay. Now, what's the highest level of school you completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate?
College.
Associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's?
Yeah, bachelor.
Okay. Would you consider yourself hetero or straight, 2, lesbian, gay, or 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
I just heterosexual. I mean, the normal.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, like with partners, single, separated, divorced, or?
Married.
Okay. All right. Now, are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm registered Republican.
Okay.
But I don't think I'm 100%.
Okay. So like not so strong.
It's not so strong. Yeah.
Okay.
And independent would be, sort of like that too. Not so strong.
Okay. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired?
Part-time, retired.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? So by the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. Last year in... That is 2022. That was a total family. What was your total family income for all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than 24, 9,000, 25 to 34,000, 35,000 to 44,000. You can stop me anytime.
Yeah, it was probably say less than 100,000.
Okay. And okay, so this concludes our survey this evening. Thank you so much for your participation. It was
okay.
It was actually a pleasure speaking to you. Honestly, you made my night.
Okay, I went off the rails a couple times, and you were very patient or whatever and respectful. So thank you.
Oh, no worries. I like that. That's okay. I like this. That's all it is about, service. You know, you never right or wrong, but it's good to actually hear, you know.
And it's hard. Some of them aren't a yes or no or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of hard. I mean,
a lot of selective questions.
Yeah. I know you have to ask those. So anyway, hope it helps. We'll see.
Definitely.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Have
a
great
evening. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.